Researchers at Oxford University have begun a safety trial of a combination Ebola vaccine. 72 volunteers will be given an initial shot and then a booster. It's the second Ebola vaccine to be trialled by Oxford University in a bid to thwart the virus that's killed more than 8,000 people in West Africa. Dr. Matthew Snape is leading the safety trial. He spoke with Rachel Brown.
Those taking part in the study will receive two doses of vaccine, either 1 or 2 months apart, and we'll be looking at how their body's immune systems respond to the vaccine and also for reactions such as fever, tenderness at the injection site and things like that. What we're doing here is using two different safe viruses that have been adapted to express key Ebola proteins. One's an adenovirus and one's an MVA. And that's called a prime and boost schedule, where you use one virus to give the first exposure to the Ebola protein and then you boost it with a second virus to give the body's immune system a second look at the Ebola proteins. And that's done to enhance the immune response to the proteins and hopefully get better protection against Ebola. The key results from this particular study will be available around April, May.
How many doses are you foreseeing will be developed?
Well, there's a huge program going on at the moment from the manufacturer of this vaccine, looking at being able to produce hundreds of thousands of doses of the vaccine. Clearly, this is being pushed through very quickly. What we're doing now is the first-in-human study. Already, the planning is going ahead for the further studies, for the Phase 2 and Phase 3 studies, where it's using much larger numbers of people, and with the ultimate goal of doing studies in West Africa. We hope to be doing those latter studies by the end of the year. As that's going on, if all looks good, then the manufacturing capacity will be increased.
When the ABC spoke to the lead researcher of the other vaccine being trialled at Oxford, Dr. Adrian Hill said teams are trying to do in 3 months what would normally take a decade. Will this frantic race beat the epidemic, or is it more likely it'll be controlled via infection control and contact tracing and things like that?
At the moment, there's no doubt the key tool that we have is infection control, and that's very clear. But if the outbreak does roll on over the next few months into the middle of the year, then it might well be that the vaccines will already be in place to have a key role in trying to stop the outbreak. Let's hope that it settles down by fall then.
There's at least three Ebola vaccines entering these early safety trials. Is there a race that you're seeing between developers?
No, I think this has been hugely encouraging, and there seems to, if anything, be some cooperation here. I think there's a recognition that the more vaccines you have in development, the better, and that the more vaccines we can get to the late stage development and to be available for use, should they be needed, the better. So it's not really a first-past-the-post issue here. It's let's hope that all of these vaccines work and that they can all be used.
Dr. Matthew Snape from the Oxford Vaccine Group at Oxford University, speaking to Rachel Brown.